Ever get hit with those like super vivid childhood memories out of nowhere? You
Wow.
know, like those endless summer days, the adventures that seemed, I don't know, bigger than life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Makes you wonder what makes certain memories stick with us like that.
It's fascinating, right?
And I think this story, the treasure map at the Pop Pop's farm that you picked, it's such a great jumping off point for a deep dive into that, into like how those memories form, you know?
It really is. I mean, the story, it seems simple on the surface, right?
Totally.
But when you really get into it, there's a lot to unpack. Narrative, childhood development, the power of shared experiences, it's all there.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the basics, right? We've got these four cousins, Jim, Britt, Lionel, and Charles. And like always, they're heading to their grandpa, Pop Pop's farm for the summer.
Summer vacation at the farm, that's a classic.
Total classic. Everyone's been there running around, fresh air, just that freedom of being a kid.
Exactly. And this summer, Pop Pop, he throws them a little curveball, a treasure map.
Ooh, okay.
But this isn't just any treasure map. It's like specifically designed to lead them through all the places that already have meaning to them. The tall oak tree they always climb, the old well, the chicken coop, all these familiar
He's
spots.
like weaving a story through their own memories almost.
Right.
And are the clues like super hard? Because it seems like it should be geared towards kids.
No, they're not these impossible riddles or anything. Just the right amount of, observation, a little problem solving, like finding a heart-shaped stone or figuring out that a bucket's got a clue in it instead of water.
Okay, I see. I see. So it's engaging for them.
Exactly. And that's what makes it such a good example of play-based
Oh,
learning.
right, because they're like actively engaged.
Exactly. Pop's tapping into those stages of cognitive development that Piaget talked about.
Right.
That concrete operational stage where kids are all about problem solving and applying logic to the world around them. He's encouraging teamwork,
Yeah.
collaboration, and he's creating a shared experience, which is even more powerful because it's all happening within the landscape of the farm, a place they already feel connected to.
It's like he's building on their existing relationship with the farm.
Absolutely.
Okay, but I know. What about the treasure? What do they actually find?
All right, so get this: homemade cookies, marbles, a photo album. It's not about a chest of gold or anything like that. It's about those simple joys, those connections, the stuff that actually stays with us, right?
Get so
So those
excited.
carefully chosen items, they say so much about family tradition, about passing down stories, appreciating the simple things in life. Honestly, it's subtle, but it is incredibly effective storytelling.
Wow. You know, it's funny, this whole deep dive's got me thinking about those treasure maps we have in our own lives, you know,
Though I like that.
those little moments, a shared meal, even just like a walk in the park. Over time, those things become so meaningful, you know, they become
Yeah.
part of our own personal maps.
And it makes you think, what simple adventures can we be creating for ourselves and for the people we care about? What's going to be on our treasure map when we look back?
That's a great question. It really is.